There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
American Requiem! What is she doing to us? I don't know. But I'm excited about it.
I am.
I love all of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to say something real extra.
That album is like, it's like drugs. It really alters your mood. You feel those songs.
I knew she was going to do great, but I just did not know how.
Yeah.
I didn't know how she was going to do it.
You know why? Because it's not our business. Our business is to listen and love and replay.
And we have to stop fucking playing with her.
Are we talking about the hair?
Let's just jump right into it, please.
Because fuck you, bastards.
Hey, everybody. Yeah, we're still entrepreneurs.
Okay. The fact that that lady even got on her own internet.
Her own.
Beyonce got on Beyonce's internet and made a video and she spoke to us. She wasn't even singing, playing her own music, shit that she recorded months ago. She used her own voice to say, hey, y'all, I made this video a long time ago because, you know, this is what I do from time to time. But since you bastards refuse to accept that I make a product that I trust for myself, here it is. Here is my scalp, which still isn't good enough for y'all. You bastards are in there making up reasons about how it's some supreme lace that we don't know about yet that she put in the front. Why do you think she needs to fool you? Understand this. That lady made a product not because she needs our money, because she already has all. She already has it all. She already has all our money.
Yeah.
She said, you know what? This is something that I like. This is what we've been using on our children and such. Mm-hmm. These people might like it too. Mm-hmm. She's trying to be gracious, jackasses.
This is why she doesn't talk to us. We never deserve it. We never fucking deserve it. Did you see the meme that was like, it was her picture with the hair, and it was Cat Williams saying, run your gnarled thing.
But do you know that Miss Tina posted that?
I know she's been sick of the shit.
Do you remember the video that let me know that Beyonce has always had hair, long hair, was from many years ago. Several years ago. Mm-hmm. And Miss Tina is combing her hair, like parting her hair. She was like, all natural. This is all hers. Mm-hmm. Natural. And Beyonce's like, mama, please. Mm-hmm. That is annoying. You don't even see her face. You just hear her. She's like, mama. Like, you know, and we all know what that voice is. Mm-hmm. Please, lady, what is happening?
I've already told you. I don't give a fuck what they know and don't know about me. I've already told you.
Yeah, but Miss Tina, you know, she don't want nobody to play with her kids. So I get it. But yeah, so I guess Miss Tina was just waiting for that opportunity.
She couldn't wait for that green light. She couldn't fucking wait.
Good job.
And Beyonce been holding on to that reel. Because look at that hair. That hair was from Super Bowl. Like, it was one of those styles in there. Do you remember how she looked at the Super Bowl? And I was like, this is a fuck of a wig. This looks good. That was her hair.
That means at the sacred grand yes! opening or whatever.
Yes!
That was her hair. And I saw that today, too. Like, people are like, oh, wait, y'all. This lady been outside with her hair. We just didn't know it.
We didn't know. Because it looks that fucking good. Because I wasn't even hating on it. I assumed it was lace fronts to protect whatever she had going on in there. Because her mother is a hairdresser. And also, she's rich. People with resources take care of their shit. They have the best
because
of the best.
They have people who take care of it for them.
You fucking around at your cousin's house for $25. It's not the same thing. We are not the same as her. So we can't walk in here with our projections about our regular ass lives and resources and experiences. Deeply limited experiences.
Y'all, Beyonce.
And projected on this fucking lady.
Beyonce's, her chilling bottles of wine cost $12,000. $12,000. That's her, you know, we're just chilling and having a nice drink at home. And you think that you're the same level as her? No!
Bitch had a toilet seat travel with her.
Excuse me?
She was not sitting on none of our toilets. None of our regular ass stadiums. She had her own toilet as a part of her entourage, like her whole shit with the tour. Don't you fucking play with her. Please! So, yeah, that shit. She woke up and said, you know what? I'm going to do it right now.
And moved on with her life.
Yeah, definitely. Because what can even be said? The people that are saying things, they know in their hearts. They sound crazy. I watched a woman today. I watched two things that alarmed me about the state of just humanity right now. And it really made me want to log off. I've really got to figure out how to navigate this business. And just logging off. Do I just unfollow everything or mute everything? I don't know. Thing number one I saw many people say when they realized they couldn't say nothing else about Beyonce's hair. Is she even all black though? Isn't she Creole? We're in a sad state of affairs. We've seen her parents, guys. We've seen her parents. We know that Creole does not mean white, right? So the second thing I saw that alarmed me deeply was, okay, yeah, that's her hair in the back, but that's not her hair in the front. It's just not. I'm sorry.
That's what I'm saying. They have decided.
So she can only grow her hair?
In the back. Yep. Because they want to use the perm that fucked up their hair. Mm-hmm. They want to use that on her. So I guess Beyonce had a perm when she was little that fucked up the front of her hair so it don't grow. So that's a wig up there. But the back is all regular. No, so the other thing that I've been seeing, excuse me, is, her hair isn't even 4C.
Oh, my God.
What?
Guys.
What?
Guys, you're running out of stuff. You're running out of stuff. It's getting weird. It's getting weirder. Oh, my God. Does that matter? Don't we all have different textures of hair?
So, and also... You know, when the product dropped, they were like, well, we got to see what it does to 4C hair. Implying that they know it wouldn't, or that they know that she doesn't have 4C hair.
Guys, we don't know her hair texture. We just saw that she had hair. So, you know, it's a really good point that's been made. We were buying African Pride and all that shit. Cantu, all that shit. The CEOs of those companies, we know that they're old white men. As a matter of fact, somebody did, you know, TikTok. I love the TikTok youth for getting to the facts. The only person that looks like they use the products that they are the chairman of is Aveda. It was a white woman named Barbara something, and her hair looked nice. And he was like, she uses the products. But these gentlemen... They probably don't use L'Oreal or Estee Lauder or whatever else. And y'all didn't give a fuck about that. So what is this? Say what it really is.
Just say you hate her.
Just say you hate her.
Just say you're jealous.
Say it bothers you.
Say that her existence bothers something inside of you.
Yeah.
And you're going to look for reasons to try to tear her down. Just say that.
Just say
it. As opposed to this bullshit that you're saying. Because now you sound crazy.
Say it to the lady.
Say it to the lady. Write a letter to the lady.
Yeah. Do y'all know who the lady is? Tell them who the lady is.
The therapist. Hurry up and go see that lady.
Don't tell the lady.
Just Hurry up and go see her.
And deal with it, because guys, it's okay that this woman is exceptional. Don't let it trigger you. Let it inspire you. I don't know, honestly,
if it triggers you, that's okay. It's what happens after that. What are you doing with it?
I'm out of nuggets.
Do you want some more?
No.
You have chicken in there. You don't want.
Okay. So we got that off our chest. Let's back up. How are you doing?
I am tired. I have, there's a coworker in my building. And every time he sees me, well, he speaks Spanish to me, right? And so every time he sees me, he's like, you know, ¿cómo estás? And I'm like, estoy cansada.
Oh, Christ.
Como siempre. I'm always tired. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to tell you.
Guys, Wumi's like super bilingual.
First of all, I'm multilingual.
Oh, God. I did misspeak.
Let's get it together.
The way this bitch can't wait to jump in with the Spanish.
I don't think that's what it is. You know, the same way you feel like you have to keep military time on your phone, even mm-hmm. though you don't know what the fuck is going on.
It throws me off a lot. It starts at 1,400 hours. It's always downhill from there. Every day.
So you just think it's four?
Yeah.
1,400 means four. Mm-hmm. That's what you say.
That's what I, when I'm like not fully checked
engaged,
in.
Yeah. Because you have 8 million other things to do. So you should just put your phone back to the time that resonates with you, right?
Melanie and I are keeping military time on our phones.
Melanie has it too?
She does it because I do it.
So you're just encouraging nonsense?
It's a bonding thing. You want me to only bitch with military time so bad.
You see how she needs to talk to the lady? You see it? Okay. I hope y'all hear it.
Oh my gosh. So, all right. Welcome to your podcast and
welcome
everything.
Welcome to your podcast.
Thank you for welcoming me. It's good to feel welcome somewhere. All right. Let's talk about like new releases and collaborations and stuff. You got anything going on?
I don't know about that, but you know what I do know? I checked my email today, and I have been approved to be a vendor for Mom.
What? Okay. Champagne. Let me tell you motherfuckers something. Woo! Y'all don't know. Oh, about that Monfriend shit, it is one of the most competitive things.
Oh, God.
Wow, Wumi. How did you hold that?
Because we were doing this today.
Oh, my God.
Because this was happening today, bitch. I screamed and I did like a little happy dance.
Oh, my God. I'm so proud of
Thank you.
You,
so
you
much.
Did it. You did it.
I did it.
This is fucking major, bitch.
Girl, yes. So yeah.
Wow.
I got that email. I was
wow.
What does it say? I was scared. I was like, because it said, you're receiving this email because you applied. I was like, oh God, please don't send me this nice email to tell me.
Oh my God.
But yes.
So do you want to get a hotel?
Let's do it.
Okay. Okay, because I'm not like doing it,
mm-hmm.
but I was gonna get a hotel just to like kind of
be in the area.
Yeah.
I want to be there. With this being my first one,
mm-hmm.
I want to be there. Definitely help.
What you mean?
No, I'm enlisting help for people to run it. Mm-hmm. But I want to be there too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really excited.
Mm-hmm. I'm so proud of you, man.
Thank you so much.
It's not even for me to be proud, but I'm happy for you.
Thank
you. You put your shit out there. You submitted the application.
I did. Because, you know.
Yeah, that was the hardest part, right? Just deciding to do it and believing in yourself enough to do it, and you did it. I knew it, though.
And they say yes.
Because who of the beads? There's not beads baddies, really. Not a lot. But who but Hove? Wow. Oh my, them fucking mommies. Get ready, mommies.
So yes, and I want to thank the our customers, because it's a bunch of them that we share
mm-hmm.
that were tagging me like in the comments for Momference, like about the vendorship, like, hey, this is, this person should be there, or you know, this person should apply. I hope to see this person. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh my God. Wumi. All right, we gotta book our room like right now, bitch.
Okay.
I book our room and our makeup.
Oh.
Okay. Why am I getting makeup done? I'm not.
I was about to say, but you'd love to have your makeup done. I'm not sure that I'm getting mine done.
Okay, this makes sense because Bridal Babes texted me this morning and said that they're vending. And she was like, are you? And I was like, yeah, I'm doing a couple of things there. So I guess the notifications went out. That's awesome. All the girls are going to be there. The girls are going to be there, honey. It's champagne.
So now, I just have to sort out what I'm making and start immediately.
Wow.
So I ordered some supplies today. Like, let's get this going.
I'm sorry, I can't help you. You gonna enlist your nieces?
I want to see what I can do for the. That's thank you. I want to see what I can do for the next like 2 weeks.
Cool. Tell me more about that. Like your motivation.
Because I'm excited, I want to see what creativity comes from it. So I just want to see.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm giving myself 2 weeks, and then it's going to be like, okay, hey, you people, help me.
Okay, I'm going to unpack it one more second.
Okay.
What are you talking about? Like, okay, what if you made, like, you could see your creativity by making one and then just say, hey, replicate this. Am I not understanding the vision?
Oh, that makes sense. I didn't think about it that way.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, this is my thinking like a boss for this, for you. Decide what you want. Be in charge of the creativity. Set whatever the things are. But your thinking has now got to be on your presentation and your setup. What everything looks like. What do your bags look like? Like the shopping bags. This is where you have many of the creme de la creme coming through. And they'll be looking at details like that when they think about future opportunities a lot. They love it. And they have a trust relationship with the mommy market.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. So your talents can be better used there.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Okay.
You're welcome. You're welcome for sure. So, I'll help you as far as thinking out your, like when you need to think
through, I understood.
How many earrings versus this and that.
Yeah.
Like we think about like what big image do you want? What's your,
that is,
what is that kind of shit
what
look
I,
like?
I need signage.
Mm-hmm.
This is Mommy in Bloom. So I'm like, what flowers am I going to have there? Are the beads going to be color coordinated on a table? Am I going to have like matching flowers to go with them?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I've been thinking about today. So
I love it. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. You just like broke my mind just now. I was not ready for that.
Thank you. Thank you for being as excited as I wanted you to be.
Nico be like, why that bitch sitting over there drinking champagne at Wumi's? Isn't that her fucking business over there?
Sure is. And go over there to get the product.
I'm sorry, Wumi. What were we watching? Wow, that's awesome. Wow, that's awesome. Okay. So also you have a new pop-up schedule and it's like really good, right?
Yep. Hold on.
It's the third Fridays.
So at the Spice Suite, yeah, I have shifted. It used to be first Thursday and second Friday. I have shifted. Thank you. I have now shifted to all Fridays. So I'll be there on second Friday, third Friday, and fifth Fridays if there is a fifth Friday for that month, right? Mm-hmm. So, but what I'm really excited about, I said at the spicy. Mm-hmm. What I'm really excited about is third Fridays because I'm there with Ashley, R. Riles, and The Shed, the Black Rebecca. And so the three of us are on third Fridays, and it's going to be a good fucking time.
That's a trio of great energy.
It's going to be such a good time.
And beauty.
We accept.
Yeah, that's going to be, that's really like, that is a great group of people to come and shop with.
Thank you. Yeah, I think that once you get in there, and you'll just see how we chilling and having a good time, and we're going to be dancing and talking and playing games, karaoke. Yep. Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's going to be a good time.
Okay, Auntie might come out for that.
Won't she though? Yeah. Yes. So that is so that's my new schedule at the Spice Suite. So that's exciting. Yay.
Yes, yay. That was some exciting beats by Woo News. And now it's in the jar.
Oh.
I'm kidding. So we got some good shit going on. The last episode didn't come out. So I was I did share that we're now sold at Paint Nail Bar in Annapolis, Maryland.
Bow, 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 bow.
And it is a really beautiful merchandising setup. I debuted our new signature candles with the Dopamine collection. And I'm very excited to be out there. Paint Nail Bar is a really nice, fun space to get your nails done. Like it's a lovely experience. They're all about the details, but also the playlist is really fun and nostalgic. I love that.
It's beautiful.
It is owned and operated by a Black couple. And I haven't met her husband yet. I have met her co-owner, but Antonia is a lovely woman who is all about supporting Black-owned business. So Paint Nails is it's a franchise, and her franchise is Black-owned in a predominantly white-owned space of paint nail bars. And she also, in addition to selling paints products, features things from Black-owned brands. And I just love that. And we are also fully restocked at Spizzy. We have a lot
both
of
locations.
Both locations.
Both
of
them.
I went to both of them myself.
Both.
And I haven't been in a minute. And I have to say, I fucking love Spizzy. That energy, it's like, okay, so this is a testament to Vic's leadership, in my opinion.
Hey, Brother Vic.
Brother Vic. It's a testament to his leadership because the way that the staff greets you, and it's, I don't know if there's any females that work there, women, girls, but there's the staff is usually male, right? And he is so, whatever his customer service shit is, like Chick-fil-A, that's what you get when you walk in there. They greet you. They ask you if this is your first time here, tell you what's good in there. I was just like, oh my God. You know, I sent him an emotional text.
Okay.
So proud of his staff. I was like, that young man, Isaac, because when I was leaving, I was like, what is your name again? And he was like, Isaiah, ma'am. I said, thank you. But it's just their customer service is so good. It's a well-oiled machine. So if you haven't heard of Spizzy, Spizzy is owned and operated by friend of the show.
Absolutely.
Vic, Victorious Hall. And he's a Morgan State alum. And what, Suitland High School?
Yes.
Suitland yeah, Bears are doing a lot, guys. but he has it's a juice bar, a smoothie, right? Smoothies and teas. And also good vegan food.
Excuse me.
And good healthy regular food. I had a turkey and cheese today. I used to get the spinach pies? What was the fuck? It was
the patties.
Pie. Yeah, that's what it was. So, so good. And my favorite drink is a green belt.
Because he makes all of his smoothies are named after cities in PG County.
Yeah, they're very serious about Prince George's County. When I walked in and realized there was a map of the county on the wall, I said, okay.
Did you see me in one of the pictures?
I did. It's a part of my content.
Oh,
you are annoying. Yay. But yeah, it was a lovely visit, and it's a great space. It's Black art on the walls. There's books there from Jason Reynolds. It's a lovely place. So shout out to Spizzy. We're fully restocked there. And in terms of other collaborations, I honestly can't talk about them because they are from the private label side of the house.
Flex.
But I will say that we had a brand launch for one of the entrepreneurs I'm working with. Yeah, and then the next thing that we have going on is the Momfriends. So we'll be doing the Mommy Market. We'll be doing the Pamper Suite with the scent bars and the Gifting Suite. So
what's the Gifting Suite?
The Gifting Suite is the swag bag stuff.
Oh, but that's not VIP. That's everybody?
We do everybody. So it's something that the mommies have come to expect. Mm. So they'll get a Zenodrop product for general admission, and then you get that product plus something very special
For the VIPs. VIPs.
Yeah, oh. And that's the thing I showed you that Lynn did.
Oh.
So we have gotten started on production for that. That is going to be a lot. And if you are listening and you're attending a conference, just let me know what scent you want. I know that you all want Hey Mama and Revive. But any other thing that you're looking for, Revive is pink cashmere with lemon. And they wanted that whenever the year. So I usually will name it after whatever the theme is for the year. So whatever year they were Revive, maybe like, I want to say it was like COVID time or something. Maybe right after COVID. But that's one that they asked for a lot. And also Hey Mama. So if you have any preferences, let me know. We'll add it to the production menu for the Momfriends.
Are you doing a bloom scent this year?
I am. Okay. I am doing a bloom scent. And it smells very similar to Casita 32. Okay. If you like Casita 32, you will love Bloom. And that's all I have to say about that.
Okay. Come on, Beyonce.
So, oh, I have one more thing I wanted to share. The status of the building. So opening a building is quite a complex journey. So I want to read some of the things that I've recently learned. I had to ensure, you should look at this shit. It's just,
I've been looking at that sheet of paper, that top sheet. I didn't realize there were multiple sheets.
The things that one needs to, let's just talk about this, guys. And okay. I'm going to just pick out a few of this 3-page document that you would never think you needed to deal with to open a store. Okay. So, okay. Fire alarm, of course. Right. But the smoke detector, my smoke detectors are wrong because they have to be hardwired. They cannot be the individual ones that you just put on the wall.
What?
Like I have. Right. So now I know that that doesn't work. But there's like who tells you that until you go through this process? So when Michael and Sons came the other day, they went through the whole list.
Okay.
And they were like, oh, no, it has to be hardwired. It has to, can't, is that just stuck on the wall? And I was like, yeah.
Oh, God.
You have to have the directional exit signs like this, but everywhere that there's a door in here. So I have to add one for that wall right there, the gray one. I have to add an exit sign on both sides of that with the emergency lights. Yes, yes. The fire extinguishers, you can't just have fire extinguishers. They have to be like current and someone has to sign them. Someone has to sign the tags on your fire extinguishers. So you can't just get it from Amazon and just put it up. Somebody has to say, this is a good, real fire extinguisher.
Oh boy.
Let's see. This just made me sad. Okay. So you have to have a sign on your door that says this door remains unlocked. I don't know what that means, but it has to be there. A self-closing device and a fire door are also required.
All of these things? You have to comply with all of these things?
Yes.
No.
The it's only like- thing I don't is kitchen suppression system. Because I am not a like
functioning
I'm not
a restaurant.
Yeah, we don't have like a stove or nothing like that. We got hot plates that I'm gonna put in a closet when someone comes in here. Cause bitch, I really. Dude, but yeah, so like
what
everybody has to sign stuff for this occupancy checklist. Everyone has to sign. So someone has to come and sign off and say this sprinkler system is good. So you got to pull the permit for someone to come visit and say that and sign it. It's like, it's so much. So that's where we are with the store now. So the construction, the build out is done and we are furnishing it. It looks really good. So now we just have to like be legal and do shit above board. So from what I understand, the use and occupancy process takes about 6 weeks for somebody to come up here. So shout out to the county, because the people in that specific office that they manage that, they are all about helping small businesses open in PG County. So it's not like an adversarial experience. It's actually been quite positive. It's just, I wish I knew to call you when I first got the keys, right? And this is what, this is a lesson in delegation. So this isn't blame shifting, but this is me not doing my due diligence to make sure, like, you know, the folks that run operations and shit like that know that this is what needs to be done. Because what am I, like 2 years and some months later learning these things?
The thing is, you don't know what you don't know.
Right.
And you won't find out until it's time to know.
Yeah. We have started private shopping.
Fucker.
We are not in grand opening mode, but we do have private events scheduled. Our first one is not a secret. It's with the Black Rebecca.
Hey.
It's private shopping.
On the 11th, I think I'm going to be here.
Oh, good. So they're going to make sense. They're going to do private shopping because the retail shelves will be fully stocked. And then the second event is with Taste Buds, where they're going to have edibles from Taste Buds Bakery. Yum. And Taste Buds has a signature scent that they'll be debuting there. So each of the guests will get that in a roll-on. And you can also do a scent bar and some private shopping.
That's exciting.
If you'd like to do something, let me know. Our email is, you know, somewhere. And we will get you on the
Your schedule. Email is somewhere?
It's somewhere, y'all.
Okay. All right.
So, okay. Concierge at zenandjar.com. C-O-N-C-I-E-R-G-E at zenandjar.com. If I didn't spell that right, you guys know what I mean. But we're excited to get this ball rolling. Ideally, I would love like a Juneteenth kind of grand opening, like something super fucking black. Just super black. I would love to do that. But yeah, so that's what's going on. Beyonce sends flowers. This is funny because I love sending flowers. It's so... It's a classy touch. I used to wear that fucking VA canteen out. They had a florist contract, bitch. I was, anytime somebody would breathe, I was sending flowers, bitch. But I'm so proud.
It's very personal.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And touching. You just really feel thought of.
It's true.
To receive flowers, especially by surprise. So, yeah. And then those bouquets, it don't be 7 flowers. It don't be 12. Not even 24, y'all. That lady sends like 4 dozen roses.
These niggas be talking about, oh, Beyonce's florist is exhausted. No, she is thriving.
That bitch is happy as fuck. We need all the flowers.
Right. God damn. Okay, so we're getting into TV shows. And Sarita, would you like to be our Love and Marriage DC correspondent? I would love your reunion recap.
Sure, why not?
We haven't watched. We don't know what the fuck is going on.
Love and Marriage DC correspondent, Sarita is here. We ain't watched the shit, but I am interested.
So you guys did, what was the last thing you saw?
Joy walked off at the winter trip for me.
Yes. Because, okay, you know, I only watched it here,
mm-hmm,
with you.
Okay.
Joy and that husband.
So what transpired after that was Joy and Ashley had a meetup. Joy is fine with Ashley. Ashley has no problem with Joy.
Oh, boy.
So, so Joy was like, well, you know, that's not going to sit well with me. Because you not liking my husband is, I mean, he's an extension of me. That's not going to work. But they move forward and try to act like friends. A few meetups later, who was having a birthday party? No, it wasn't a birthday party. It was, what's his name's retirement party?
Jamie's
retirement party. So,
you guys shut the fuck up.
Arena planned this extravagant surprise retirement party for Jamie, and you have to come dressed up or whatever. It was kind of black tie or whatever. Ashley says to Joy in front of the group, "What are you going to wear?" And Joy was just like, "Oh, well, you know me. I don't really know." And she was just like, "I'd like to take you shopping." So they go to this little boutique and, you know, it looks like they're actually having a good time. Okay. They're being fun. Joy is trying on outfits and it goes left.
No!
It goes left because, oh God, what did Ashley say something or did Joy?
Well, Ashley said, "I brought you here because I don't trust what you're going to wear in public."
Well, I mean, that was the overall sense of why she did it. But no, it was something that was a trigger. Oh. So Ashley was like, she brought up, Carmen. She brought up Carmen. And Joy said, "You know, Ashley, I like you, but I love Carmen and I love my husband more."
Ooh.
And Ashley, she went completely left after that. It was insult.
What are you talking about? What?
Yeah.
She insulted Joy after that. Like, you know, fuck Joy. But I understand that statement, like, as an individual, like,
right.
Cool, that's my best friend, or, you know, whatever. Right. I'm saying publicly that that's my best friend and my husband. I'm saying I love him, you know, to y'all.
It was, it did not end well. It did not end well. They were screaming at each other and Ashley just lost it. So, of course, you know, they separated. Joy stormed out. That was the end of that.
Oh, boy.
There might have been an episode two after that, but same shit. The reunion was interesting because Arena was the one who came in hot. It was Arena against Ashley, honestly, because Arena, I think they watched everything back and was like, "Ashley, these were her words. Ashley, you showed your ass this season. You showed your complete ass." Ashley could not handle it. She was getting what she didn't get throughout the whole season. So that made me happy. I could have turned it off after that because that's all I needed to see. But let's see. Joy showed up. You know, so the most yikes. Entertaining part about the reunion, because we got one more. It's three parts.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. So the most entertaining part was Clifton. So Clifton watched the playback of Baby Quick in all of his shade. And he was just like,
Hold on. Who is Baby Quick?
Oh, DJ Quick.
Sorry.
I call him that in my head. I didn't realize I'm going to say it.
I love it. Okay, go ahead.
So, wait. Before I get to Clifton, Quick and Ashley seem to be beefing. It came
during the reunion?
Yeah. They just didn't look happy at all. It seems like the issue with Quick never being home came back up and Ashley was just like, "I feel like I'm doing this all by myself. You're never there." And this was an issue towards the end of the season also. So it came back up and it doesn't seem like anything's changed. And Quick was just like, "I mean, I don't know. I like making money. That's what I do."
Sure.
So yeah, that was pretty much that. But they
choose like what?
Right.
If I'm sitting at home with you, I'm broke. Do you still like me?
Well, and you know what? There was a therapist that broke down this scene of the two of them, and she was just like, "This is some of y'all marriage. y'all are not happy, and you're checked out. That's what it looked like." So, So back to Clifton. So Clifton, he was just like, "Yeah, so I heard you were gonna handle me.
Oh,
I'm waiting.
I saw that."
And so And so then Clifton was just, and so Quick, of course, just started talking. He was like, man, shut the fuck up. I'm done. So that's when Quick lost it. You saw him get all, you know, just like a little baby. It was like a little tantrum. He was upset.
We represent the
You just did that. You did just do that. This is the hardcore journalism that I'm looking for.
Woo!
All right.
So at that point, Quick gets up and, you know, he's talking all types of shit. And that's when Carlos had to get up and hold Quick back. I said, well, where is security? They can't afford security.
No, like hold him. Carlos?
Yeah. Yes. It was a shit show. So Clifton got up and was like, I'm right here. I'm right here. I don't. That's what I saw. What?
This is crazy. Could you imagine?
Yeah. So, oh, okay. So the next entertaining part is what's the girl's name?
Send me that immediately.
What is the girl's name? She was in your she modeled for you.
Winter.
Oh, Winter. I'm like, who the fuck modeled for her?
Look,
okay. Hey. So then you have Winter.
Who was that? I don't know her.
Who, me?
Oh.
So the show did not cover Winter and her boyfriend breaking up, but I saw online that it showed up in my feed that they had broken up. I just didn't know why. So at this point, Sherelle and Black are sitting behind Winter and whatever that dude's name is. Whatever his name is.
Yusha.
So Winter was just like, I need to change my seat. So this bitch proceeds to switch seats with Quick. So
she don't want to sit next to that man. She
did not want to sit next to him. I was like, ooh, well, this must be bad. So it turns out that he pretty much dated her as an opportunity. And he admitted that.
What?
And he told production that, oh, dating her would be a great opportunity for me. And she found out. And so because this was Sherelle and Black's friend, Carlos was like, Sherelle, this is your boy.
Carlos is messy.
So and he was like, is this far-fetched? Is he an opportunist? She didn't say yes, but she says, I've always known him as a hustler. And of course That's he asked again. Hair? Yeah. Yeah. And so Carlos kind of asked in another way. And she was just like, yeah, I believe he did it. I believe he's on. Yeah. So.
This is crazy.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Mumi fainted, y'all. She's back.
Wow. What did Black say? Did Black say anything?
I don't think Black said anything. I think all the questions were directed to Sherelle.
Of course.
Let's see. And, you know, Winter, she went, you know, back and forth about what she heard. And he was, the dude was real, like, nonchalant, like, you know, well, I mean, I'd rather it not end it like this, but okay, you know. So it does not look like they like each other any longer.
yeah, I knew they were going crazy, like joning on each other on the internet a long time ago.
And Winter was just like, you know, I know he likes to get fake deep. So whatever he, you know, don't believe a word he says, pretty much. I'm trying to think. I knew that really Carlos was really grasping for straws when he started asking Arena and Jamie. Whether they've been unfaithful and would they still be together if they found out that either one of them were unfaithful to each other?
So the answer is yes, ain't it?
So, because according to them two, they've never caught each other cheating. So those they, you know, they danced around it.
Yeah.
So, you know, kind of, it's like they knew each other, they cheated on each other, but swept it under the rug. That's what I get.
Yeah.
So, let's see. Oh, they did ask Joy why they didn't want them to know that they were married. And they pretty much said, oh, we wanted to leave that to just us and da da da, blah, blah, blah.
You're on a show called Love and Marriage.
Yeah, I don't know.
Not Love and Secret Marriage.
What? Am I missing somebody?
No.
I don't think so. I think that's it. But there's one more show, and I forgot what's supposed to go down, but it's supposed to be the big closeout. So
really?
Yeah.
So I saw Ashley and Irena going at each other about what their people have said about them. Is that the future episode, or was that something you saw?
Maybe when
was
you say their people, like, what you mean?
Ashley's assistant and Irena's children? Somebody. They were both telling each other with receipts, like, oh, like Ashley's assistant told somebody that Irena knows.
Oh, Irena. Yes. Okay, so I got that part. Yes. So according to Irena, there is a rumor that Ashley Kenny take care of her kids because she's always drunk.
Yep.
Yeah. There was the other rumor that Irena isn't really tight with the kids and the family as she seems, and she gets other people to take care of their blind son.
With her.
I've heard that.
They've been saying that for a long time.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Mm. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, yeah. Thank you.
This was
juicy.
Ain't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Black Summer House. I love Black Summer House.
What do you love about it?
They are really my nieces and nephews. I love them.
Do you have a favorite?
My little cousins. My favorite, nobody's going to agree with me.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
My favorite is Jasmine.
Okay.
Yep, no one agrees with me.
Why?
I feel like she is the most real. I feel like she feels like not the most, like, I keep it real, but the most, like, vulnerable. I feel like she owned the whole thing with Mariah, and she was like, look, I'll have Mariah stay somewhere else. That's my best friend. Yes, I bought her a plane ticket. Like, what do you want from me for this? Is this the big deal? Is this the thing? And they treat her like that and shit, but she still get up and make these motherfuckers breakfast. You know, I like that she put her kind of ridiculous marriage on television and owned it. I like that. I feel like I see her. I feel like I can see her. Some of these other young ladies I'm really struggling with. Autumn bothers me the most.
Is
her name Summer?
Who is Autumn?
Is her name Summer? Is it Summer? Summer bothers me the most.
I think Summer has a lot to tackle with that lady. She needs to find a lady to talk to.
She's got to get in front of a lady.
There's a lot happening with that.
And Bree too. Bree up.
100%. Because that escaping ass bitch, that every time something is wrong, she just gets up and walks away. And then, but expects people to chase behind
I'm ready
her.
To go. I'm ready to go.
Girl, if you don't chill the fuck out.
Can you just go home? Oh, wait. Could we pick boys, too? Or was it just girls we could pick?
I mean, there are multiple people in the house. Who is your favorite?
I think I like Preston and Alex the most.
Which one is Alex? Is Alex the
tall, sexy, everybody's sleeping with or mad at?
Okay. So Nick is the dressing one.
Yeah.
I do like Preston. Did you see that Preston just got engaged?
No.
Preston just got engaged.
How did he not tell me? I just followed him.
On Twitter?
No.
Okay. Well, they had a people shoot, honey.
Unless you drop something in this chat.
That's fair. That's fair. I go to Twitter just to be like, what are these niggas talking about today? Who knows?
I don't think I even follow the right people to get the tea.
Oh, okay. That's fair. No, Preston got him and his fiance mm-hmm. are in a people shoot, honey.
Whoa.
Yes, bitch. I said, he knows somebody. Whatever it is, congratulations to them. I like him.
You know who styles him?
Who?
Brian Lamont.
Okay. All right.
Because he was posting some shit like a couple months ago, like Preston's premiere party. Duh, 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 I did this. And I was like, who is Preston? Preston.
Come on, who is Preston?
And then I was like, okay, that's Preston when the season started. I don't know why he didn't make a strong impression on me the first season.
Because he was quiet. He was the chillest person in the house. Mm-hmm. Do you know who I liked ish last season and don't like this season?
Can I guess?
Yes.
Jordan?
Yes! Yeah.
She's got to talk to the lady.
She needs to talk to several ladies.
She started showing me she needs to talk to the lady at the end of last season.
Yes. Yes.
Why is everybody attacking Alex? I feel like Alex is getting a bad rap.
All right. All right.
Because he's so chill.
All right. Here's my take on Alex. Alex, you were fucking Summer. That was your, you know, it was your sneaky link type situation, right? But you mishandled it because you could have kept it chill and quiet. And even if you didn't continue with that, you could have ended it in a way that didn't make her feel the way she ended up feeling.
Wasn't she acting like she didn't care?
I don't know if she was acting like she didn't care. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know that she told New Girl, that she...
You have to put it on Do Not Disturb.
You should relax. That's what I want you to do.
It's doing it again.
I want you to relax. Still.
I'm sorry, y'all. I like to troll her.
She made it seem like it was nothing with the New Girl, right?
Yeah.
But the way he mishandled that party or whatever he had, mm-hmm. whatever event that he was hosting, because he could have just sent a blanket, hey, y'all can come through. But he chose not to. But also understanding, you're going to see these bitches again. Like, this is not, you have to think this through.
I think Summer's an awful person. I don't want her there.
If that's how he felt, though, mm-hmm. he should have said that.
Mm-hmm. What did he say?
He was like, I didn't even know you were in town. She was like, yes, you did. Because you FaceTimed Jordan and saw me in her house. Yes, you did. That's what I'm saying. He mishandled it. So if you're going to be on your, you know, straight shit, chill shit, then keep that the whole time. Mm-hmm. But you fucking around. Just say what it is.
Yeah.
And then it's fine. Also, with what is the AKA? What is her name?
I don't know.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Everyone matters.
Especially Black women.
So I feel like he was flirting with her and making her feel comfortable in a way. Right.
Okay, you shifted my perspective and I know what it is.
Okay.
I like him because he is a fuck boy and my personality connects with that. I'm not that today.
Anymore.
But that's what it is.
Yeah. Okay.
See him and empathize. I'm like, why are they ganging up on him? Oh my God, he didn't fucking like you. What? Yep, that's what it is. See, okay. I've been seeing a lady. Okay. So look, I catch it. It takes me a second sometimes, but I be there. I get there.
Yeah. Okay, that's fair.
But I do love this show. They are so fucking insufferable. But it's like they know how to bring it back home at the end of the day.
So, I don't connect with Bria. And I feel like that may be part of why I'm like, you have to relax on this interaction with the girl from last year who was sent home. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't really care for Bria. I don't. And so when she talks about how she feels violated by that lady from last season, I'm just like, eh. Because me watching it, watching that interaction from last year, mm-hmm. I feel like they're even. Okay, mm-hmm. they sent that girl home, but it should that should be it. Y'all starting on even ground this season. That's how I feel. But I don't know if that's because I'm already not really, I don't really like that lady, right?
She's ridiculous.
And I didn't really like the lady they sent home either. I didn't, from the little bit of interaction that we had with her, I didn't really mm-hmm. connect with her either. But I got it. You know, I'm just like, let's just start fresh.
Of her and Jasmine, of their friendship, which one was the one that invited the other one to come and live with them but lived in their car? Was it Jasmine that lived in her car or Mariah that lived in her car? I can't remember.
Oh, I don't know. I want to say it was the friend, the one who's gone.
She seems more like the type of person that would live in the car.
Doesn't she? Mm-hmm. She seems like that. Oh, I mean, we'll just figure it out.
That's so funny.
She does, right?
Yeah, and I think I just don't. I think I like Jasmine because I don't like how they keep tearing at her.
So they really did, like, ostracize her. And I'm sure that a lot of it was because of her husband, because they didn't care for him. Yeah. And, you know, you have every right. But also, if this is your friend.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like that Jordan treated her that way. And also, Jordan has shown herself to be an asshole.
She has.
Because is it Summer that she's having issues with now?
Yeah.
So, you know, Summer is on her shit. Yes. But also, Jordan, is it going to be everybody? Who are you okay with? It's because you haven't talked to that lady. But also, these are children.
Yeah, they are.
Most of them don't even know they need to talk to somebody.
They don't. They don't. They don't know they need to talk to somebody. It was when she was crying about her hair falling out and stuff. I said, that's what all of this is.
Yeah, that's why you're nasty to everybody.
If you weren't dealing with that, you would be so unbothered. But you're dealing with a major stressor.
Yeah, but
you're on television dealing with this, and now it's flaring up.
But
and
now you met at everybody you. Else.
Yeah,
we gotta sort that.
She's
out.
Gonna see it in 4 or 5 years and say, "Oh my god."
Yeah, so she's not even looking at past episodes and saying, "Let me chill out." I don't think so. It's still everybody's mad at me. I'm the girl. All right.
Yeah.
Because I didn't even like how Summer was. Well, yeah, Summer said something like, "You know, you." They had their interaction, their fight or whatever, right? In the car, both of them just yelling at each other.
Yeah.
And Summer was saying what I feel like Summer was saying some valid, making valid points. Like, she is always allowed to be angry and upset and it's excused. But when I do it, it's a problem, right?
And it's because you're awful.
Well, yes. But also, Jordan was just like, well, I didn't think that you would share my secret. And she was like, I didn't share, not my secret, but I didn't think that you would share that moment that we had.
HIPAA violation.
And so she was like, I didn't share anything except for saying that you were crying in the bathroom and I comforted you. And she was like, well, even that is too much. And I'm like, okay, we got to relax. We got to relax. Because that's not too much. And she really flipped that whole shit.
Yeah.
I didn't like that. Because she did not put your business out. She did not tell anything she didn't say anything to anyone about the details. She just said that you were upset.
Mm-hmm.
And she comforted you. And she did.
She was ready to be upset.
She was ready to be upset.
I forgot who I like. I like Shanice. She's a free bird.
Who is Shanice?
Shanice is the free spirit. And Summer was a shitty friend to her. She's like, well, she's the worst dressed, right?
Oh, white mother. Because
she does not keep white mother. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm not fully checked in on her. But
that's because you be watching on your phone. You don't know what the fuck is going on.
I don't. That's why I should be only just say anything on this podcast.
That's fair. It's not fair, but you know, it's what you do. So yes,
I like her.
So she does have a white mom, but she's also going through a lot of shit because she had that ex-boyfriend who came at her for some things. Do we know who the ex-boyfriend is? I haven't. Not yet. I haven't done.
We still don't know
the research. I don't care enough
every time
to like.
Two middle-aged women went out on a Sunday.
That's exactly what we did. When Serena said that, I was like, but also...
No, I was like, yes.
She's correct.
Yes.
I just don't... When I think of middle age...
Oh, bitch, we killing it.
No. I don't know. Y'all take this out.
When you
take this out if you want to.
Oh, you're, I not, think of, you're about to say something.
Yes.
Christ, go ahead.
When I think of middle age, I think of wrinkly white women.
No.
I'm not that.
No.
So...
But you know who is middle age?
Who?
Tracy Ellis Ross, Taraji P. Henson, Angela Bassett. Like, these are the bitches that we are now sitting with them.
I'm just letting you know what I think about. So that's why I was like, at first I was like, thank you. But then I said, she's right.
I just said it
because Danita calls y'all that all the time.
No, you're right. You're right. I just had to work who myself through this? It.
Oh, you said Nikki. Danita said it?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I didn't hear what you said. I was like, who's Amika? Because I agree. Like, I do. I step fully. When I started seeing who my peers are in middle age world, what am I trying to be back here with these BBL bitches? No. I want to sit with Angela Bassett and them. So, yes. Two middle-aged women went out on a Sunday. I guess we're transitioning.
It was a fun time.
It was really, really fun.
I had a good time. I was able to dance a little bit.
You was dancing. You was dancing like a young girl. I was like, I gotta hold these videos. This bitch Rumi is really dancing. You are getting down here with Ambry, bitch.
Listen, Ambry and them knees.
That tiny little motherfucker.
That bitch.
She turns up any space.
How do you just stand on a chair on a rooftop and just
pop ass
over a fire pit, bitch? I was like, your ass is on fire. She was like, yeah, uh-huh. Let me keep going. Fucking lunatic.
It was nice. It was a nice reunion with some people that I hadn't seen in a minute. It was a really good time. Chrissy, charismatic creation, always throws the loveliest events were the details. Like, how the fuck you got grass coming out of a tennis shoe? You're at the Soul Garden party, bitch. That's why it's grass coming out of a tennis shoe.
A Jordan at that.
It was a Jordan.
Mm-hmm. Sixes.
See, that's the part.
I know, because you just like to say Jordan.
Bitch, I had on silver shoes.
You don't even, and you see how people have been reacting to them.
That is crazy.
And you're like, I don't know what the fuck I got on. What time you got me these? Don't ask me nothing about these shoes.
I was like, oh my god, they look just like the Renaissance disco ball. Let's go.
It's ridiculous. What the effort that has been wasted on?
Oh my god.
I think they're Jordans. I'm not sure. I don't know.
I don't know. You, honest to God, I would never be able to tell you the difference between a Jordan and a one. An Air Force One shoe. In a million years. Gun to my head.
Okay. I just...
The Air from Detroit.
No, I want to try to help you real quick. I know you're not going to keep it, but...
I might watch. I'm 43 now.
So...
Growth.
A Jordan is a specific type of shoe, but they have different... not eras, but different versions. So, and they are numbered. Why are you looking at my hand? You looking at my hand, Gandy? Mm-hmm. You like it? Okay.
It's distracting.
So, all of the numbers are Jordans. But each number is different from the other. So mm-hmm. you can say, I'm wearing Jordans. but you can't always say I'm wearing ones.
Damn.
Okay. It sounds confused. Is it?
It's okay. We can talk about it over lunch.
Sure. All right. What's next?
I haven't seen Dierra from
the show. I haven't finished it, so I don't know. Excuse me. How it ends. Gerard Carmichael. Bitch. Are you ready to talk about that?
Yeah. I'm so proud of him.
Okay. I will say, I think I was telling you this the other day, that I was ready to like just be done with him. Because that episode two, I was sick of him. Between him, there's another one. Between him, not even between. Oh no, the pink toes in his mouth. The stream of strangers in his home.
Prudence.
And the what did he do that second? Oh, him cheating on the man that he said that he was going to be faithful to. I was like, all right, I don't know what's up with this motherfucker, but this might be too much. This might be too much for me. I'm not interested in this. I'm glad that I stuck through and watched the third episode because it gave me like a deeper peek into who he is. He is still a terrible friend. He is not a good friend. But he is it. Not
but he knows it.
A good friend. He knows it now.
Yeah, and he's addressing it.
Yeah, but I don't know what he does after this. I'm going to keep watching, but I don't know how he, like, I don't know if that was a, oh, shit, I fucked up. And I know I fucked up because my best friend is not talking to me anymore. Or if it's a, I realize that I really have some fucked up behavior and I have to shift how I behave. Not just a reaction to what was happening at that time. But seeing him talk about some, I am not wearing what the fuck that man asked me to wear to his wedding. I am not going to show up to the wedding at the time because I feel like having this hot dog. Bitch, are you crazy? For him to stand at that wedding and everybody, including the groom, had on black on black, and this motherfucker standing there in a white t-shirt and showed up late after the... Oh my God. I wouldn't talk to him either. Fuck you. We might have fought.
Yes, definitely might have fought.
Just say, I'm telling you, fuck you, and then say something. Oh, you got...
Took you somewhere with that.
That was a lot of disrespect. That was a lot of disrespect.
Yeah, yeah.
To see him sitting wearing his press to be in Tom Ford suit, eating some messy ass hot dog, and showing up to the wedding late. So you just in a few pictures, and this has been your best friend since you were children.
Yeah.
You move your other best friend into your place. You decide that, hey, you know what? I don't really want a roommate. Surprise, here's an apartment for you that I've only paid for a month for. So figure it out. And then you just stop answering her phone calls. You want to fight. You want to fight.
But if we look at episode right after that, you see his father struggle with accountability and you see exactly where he got it from.
Yes. You see where he gets it.
So it's like, I see where he's going here. We're all on this journey with him to figure out what the fuck's wrong with him.
Honestly, I respect him for even asking his father to go on this road trip. That's a lot. That takes it's a lot of fortitude.
Sure.
For you to ask a parent who you've already acknowledged you barely speak to be on a road trip for 3 days. And then to bring up the shit that this motherfucker has never talked about. Mm-hmm. The blatant things that this parent has never talked about. Mm-hmm. That takes a lot of balls, honestly.
Yeah, it does. It's a courage.
Yeah.
Because he had to deal with the embarrassment of not bringing it up and going to high school with his brother. And everybody knew it was an open secret. That's great. That father not owning that shit had me that father to said, jump through the television.
Why are we bringing phone. This up? Why are you bringing up old
why
stuff?
Why are you bringing this up? You trying to embarrass
that's
me?
In my past. It's not in your past!
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jeriah let his ass have it.
He and I commend him for it. He was like, no. He didn't say fuck that. But basically, he said fuck
he
that.
He said shit, though.
He did.
I was like, oh! Put your foot down, Jeriah.
Hold on, wait. Do you remember... when he says, when he said to, he was like, do you want to meet my boyfriend? He was like, I mean, I'll meet him.
That voice was crazy.
He was like, I'll meet him. He was like, no, I'm asking if you want to. I mean, I feel like you would meet him, but I'm asking if you want to. And he was like, you want to see a picture? Why would Jerrod show him a picture of that?
Because he's also a troll.
I said, you go show him this picture of this naked white man? Why would you do this? His father was just like...
Because he even showed his ass talk about you could be a daddy if you were gay.
He did.
I said, he trolling the fuck out of his father. He did. You know, he got this nigga trapped in a car with cameras on.
There are bears and then there are otters. And I was like, oh my goodness. My sir.
Let's talk about the excellence that is Abbott Elementary. Woman, I have got to figure out how to get in front of that woman and say, I'm so proud of you.
You know, maybe she's on a billboard somewhere and you could just yell at her.
Oh, wow. Bring it up. Oh, shit.
I mean.
I feel like me saying that to that billboard fueled Beyonce to start the renaissance that was already happening.
Yep, that's exactly what happened.
Thank you for believing in me. Abbott is great.
It's such a good show.
Janine came back.
I love looking at Janine and seeing how she's grown up.
That evolution, bitch.
And how she's really like thinking about things for herself, like what feels good to her as opposed to what she thinks someone else might want her to do.
Yeah.
I'm
proud of her.
I'm proud of her.
How great was the gay receptionist? I never liked Janine. He just said. I said, they got every detail of the Black experience. The nice, nasty gay receptionist. Oh my God. I never liked Janine.
Do you know that I never even realized that it's like all Black students? It never even like occurred to me because it just is.
It didn't occur to me either.
It's so regular. Yes. But I saw someone on Twitter. Well, someone on Twitter was responding to a white person who was like, so there aren't any white kids in Philadelphia? And I was like, huh, you people really can't take to not see yourself centered in some shit. So having white teachers is not enough?
Oh my God.
You have to have white students too? Listen. But also, do you take your kids to Black schools? Bitch, shut the fuck up.
Rumi,
okay,
our posts have been getting taken down about the formation conference for Black Girl Tribe. Because somebody reported it as racist, a racist event for a racist organization. So now it started today. Isn't that fucking crazy?
Brooks, what?
White people are coming undone. Cowboy Carter has gotten niggas in a tizzy again.
Excuse me, Mr. Willie Nelson and Miss Dolly Parton told y'all to fucking
hey,
relax.
Hey, Honey Bee, this is Dolly P.
She probably really calls her that. She probably really calls her Honey Bee.
Oh my God, man. But yeah, that they are doing that with Black Girl Tripos now. How do you call it racist? Not to sound racist.
Because they are not included. They have to be included in fucking everything.
Yep.
Y'all have already ruined the globe.
America. Oh, yeah.
The globe. You've ruined the earth. You don't use seasonings. Leave us alone.
And while we're here, I saw Brandy Melville or whatever that clothing brand documentary is called. Stop delivering all these garbage clothes that are made in sweatshops. Stop delivering this shit to Ghana. We're killing the ocean. Fish don't want to wear our cheap jeans and jersey dresses. They don't want to wear it. They're drowning. White people did this.
Of course. And they feel like, oh, we'll just send it to that continent that we fucked up,
yeah,
raped and pillaged and left.
I love that Ghana was like, we're not wearing that shit.
We don't want that bullshit.
I told you it was a word. I forget what the word was, but it was a word that translates to dead white man's clothes. And they went, we don't wear it. We don't fuck with that. Do not donate it to us.
Donate.
Yeah. So when you send the shit, when you put it in the bins, that's where it goes. So now I just take all my shit to the Goodwill. Because at least they'll sell it to somebody and somebody will find value in it.
Or it'll just stay on the shelves.
Send it over there.
But like, don't, yeah.
We are destroying this fucking planet with our bullshit.
Are we doing this?
Yeah, we might as well. Station 19 and Grey's Anatomy. Guys, I don't know how much longer I can hang in there.
For which one?
Both.
Because 19 is supposed to be over.
They're wrapping that shit up, right? But Grey's Anatomy, I thought we were on the right track. I missed you while you were gone. But now we're back and it's dry and boring again. And we're doing these will they, won't they things with people. And like, will they, won't they have kids for Link and what's her name? Joe, we don't care.
We don't care.
Joe could have left with Alex.
Yeah, when Alex went his way, she could have gone hers.
Yeah.
I like her. I think she's cute. But this, whatever fucking relationship it is with Nashville gay, it's too much. It's too much and not enough at the same time.
More interesting things with her story.
We don't even see the children that they have individually and they decided to raise together. Okay, and now you want to have another baby. You can't handle the ones that you fucking have. Yeah. You're always fucking complaining about them, but now you want another one, and now you're mad at him because he's not excited that you might be pregnant. Or please shut the fuck up.
Spoiler alert, you're too busy for more children. You're too busy right now.
Supposedly American with the red hair.
Don't do him like
and
that.
The fucked up accent.
Don't do him like
that. And that wife, like, do they even like each other? What are we doing here?
No.
Then the other one who it was his ex-wife, but now they're not together anymore. She got kids, but she was messing with women too. What, she don't even know what the fuck
Wait,
is going
who,
on.
Who's that?
What's her face's sister or sister-in-law, I guess?
Oh, Derek's sister?
Yes.
Okay. What's her name again?
Get her out of here. I don't care about her either.
Yeah.
I do not.
Dr.
Like...
Dugger is kind of a whiny bitch too. I don't like how he pouted about Marsha. What is her name?
Who?
Macy. Sister. Black sister.
You know, I don't give a fuck about her at all. He was a little bit whiny, but also he got divorce papers and she was telling him that they were working on the relationship.
Wait, what?
And then
wait, what?
He was supposed to go see her.
She sent him divorce papers?
Yes.
When? Like last week?
This last episode. Oh! At the beginning, somebody gave him papers and he looked at them and was like, and he started being mean to the people. You know, the younger
that's
ones.
Why he
yes.
was being mean.
And whoever was like, listen, I don't know.
Dr. Dugu. The only thing I like about him is saying his name.
Yeah, that makes sense. I don't like that sister. I don't like her. So I'm glad that she's gone. I feel like he has some time. He has the space to, you know, be a little salty or whatever, but let's not extend it. I don't need to see that shit on the next episode. Wrap it the fuck up. I do not like the relationship between short black lady and her husband.
Ben and I'm just drunk.
Bailey.
I know these people.
Bailey.
Yeah. Miranda Bailey.
Yes. Who's supposed to believe? You put these people together and I'm supposed to believe that this is like a real, they don't have, and it's not
chemistry.
About,
they don't have chemistry.
And it's not about how either of them look. It's that neither, she those two
looks
together,
old all the time.
But it's not even that. It's that there is no chemistry between them. It's like you just told these two random people to be a couple, but they don't have it. Just like Angela Bassett and White Man on 911. I hate it. Every time I see them on the screen together, I'm like, why are y'all playing with us like this? No one believes this. Are you kidding?
I feel like you don't like it. What are your feelings on the latest, like, Diddy news? Do you care?
What even is the news?
I don't want any more Diddy news. Like, put him in jail or kill him or don't. I can't. I don't want any more.
I was about to say, send him over there with his big brother, Russell Simmons. Mm-hmm. But did you see that? Who's the all white lady?
Lisa Wright?
Yes. She went out to see
Diamond.
Are you going to still claim her? You know, she went out to see Russell Simmons. No, that's your sister, though, right? You just said it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Everybody is so embarrassing. Oh, my. Can we talk about how Chris Brown decided to be a rapper and just fried the shit out of Quavo? What in the fuck was that? Where did it come from? It was just... that shit alone was better than this whole Kendrick Lamar, Drake, everybody.
Well, you know... Fuck Drake. That's where I'm at these days. I might still listen to some songs. Like I really like one of his songs. I can't remember what it is right now. I've been drinking. But there's one of his songs that I listen to that I have listened to several times in a row. It actually got me fucked up trying to get off a bus one time. Neither here nor there.
Okay. Good.
But he he's a bitch. Mm-hmm. Right? He's a bitch that makes catchy music from time to time. Chris Brown has some nigga in him, which is, I haven't listened to anything. I've only seen like lyrics and seen people talking about it. I don't
after
care
this,
to listen.
I want to see your face when you hear his verse.
I was gonna
it
say
crazy.
I don't care to listen because he's still a fucking psychopath.
I care to see you listen. I have to have it.
Great for you. Who refuses to talk to the lady because he feels like he knows better.
Oh yeah.
Than the lady. I read that Quavo said something back.
I heard it's not worth listening to.
I don't know. I don't want to listen to either of them. I know that they tried to put Sweetie in this.
He did.
But do we know that it's Sweetie? That
yes.
How do we know that it's her?
Because he makes it clear, I fucked Sweetie when you were with her.
No, he said.
Oh, he didn't say her name.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
But remember when Sweetie got broken up with by Quavo and he took her car and all the purses and shit back, mm-hmm. and that was the end of it?
Mm-hmm. What else?
I mean, you can infer.
Yeah, but we also saw them have a fight on the elevator.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the core? Do we? That's what I'm saying. We don't know that it was her.
We don't know that for a fact, but it would track. He's like, you fuck my ex bitch, okay, Karrueche.
Mm-hmm.
I fucked your bitch when you was with her.
Mm-hmm.
Sweetie.
I mean, it leaves it out there. I am not on the streets, but basically it puts that situation out there because it was just like an abrupt end and there was no conversation about it. And him just coming out there and talking about people putting hands on women and stuff was a bold choice.
Because, sir, yes. Sir.
Because my point in bringing this up isn't to say Chris Brown is great for doing this. It was just, this was some of the most aggressive music I've heard in quite some time. Like, it gave me the same vibes of the Jay-Z and Nas. The nigga said, "You are the Migo everybody wished was dead." Like, what kind of music is this?
And that's crazy as shit. Because
what is going on?
That was his nephew that he watched die.
How do you say everybody wish it was you? This is aggressive music.
And also, so, I mean, there are so many layers to that because that was his nephew that he watched die. But yeah. Also, that man got shot because of some shit that he started.
What?
He was the one being aggressive according to what I read. Let me say that.
Okay.
He was the one being aggressive at that place. And whoever came back in with the weapon, supposedly with the intent of getting him, not his nephew, who wow. was killed.
Wow, 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 wow. Wow. Wow.
Because, what was his name? I can't. The nephew was known to be like real chill, calm, out the way, not a problem.
Yeah.
And Quavo has known to be ready.
Mm.
So it's real fucked up that Chris said it, but he said it to get.
Yeah. That was some real aggressive shit.
Yeah.
And I said, this is why I can't personally ride for Chris Brown, because he just comes off so egregiously unapologetic for some of the stuff from his past. And it's like a lack of self-awareness. Like, to complete. Come in talking about that was just like, well,
complete. You talking stop. About somebody fighting
you
women.
You mad at people bringing this up for you.
But you have several incidents.
Yeah.
Whatever. We know what you mean. Whatever the word is.
Mm-hmm.
Of being violent look towards women.
Ask me about my side hustle. That's pretty.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, he's just wild as shit.
He is. Okay, so we've gotten through the agenda, the rundown.
All right. Is there anything else that you want to say?
No. No. It's been a great evening. It's been a great distraction from all the exciting things I have going on.
Yes,
so
exciting.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for listening to our show. Mm-hmm.
And oh my God. You won't ideas.
This is the Bees and Butter Podcast. This episode has been produced and edited by Vine Me Up Productions.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.